Thank you very much for the opportunity to speak. And I've been told that I can't just say that investors require certainty and then leave the platform, because that's the standard response to all questions about policy and politics. The thing that strikes me about most of what we've heard is, how on earth do you unravel this unholy trinity between politics, strategy, and market finance? It seems to me that it's almost impossible, when you listen to the three strands of that debate, to reconcile that without leadership from politicians. It seems to my mind that that's the only strand that can actually ultimately decide which way choices can be made that can effectively solve these solutions. And that's ultimately because, at the end of the day, they have the power to legislate to make these things happen. And in my experience of working within the finance industry, politicians are very, very good at politics, and they're very, very bad at policy. And we see that happening all the time. I can only tell you the sheer frustration that we find, that not that we're asking for a free lunch as an investor. You obviously want the prospect of returns, but you want those to come within a context that at least offers the prospect of stability and consistency in policy making. And that applies whether you're supporting governments or corporates or individuals as providers of finance in society. And it's very important to think about how that might actually work when you're looking to attract finance, whether you're acting, as I say, within one of those three pillars. So just to bring that together, and I thought the discussion was fascinating, because you really did see it from all the different angles, appealing to their own different constituencies. You've got poor Professor Lunn sitting here appealing to logic, and that's a difficult place to start from. We've got some participants perhaps pushing a little bit more towards the market side, and you can see perhaps their frustrations. And then you've got Phil again making the political case. But the political case and the politics is also really important, because you can't make policy in a vacuum as a politician. You also need to argue and make the politics too. And that's the really important part. And so the one topic that I took away from the S&P conference and talking to some of my colleagues was the discussion around fracking. And it's a really interesting topic, and as the word has just been mentioned earlier, it itself is quite emotive. But leadership in terms of policy here is really important, as is leadership in terms of politics. Because if you don't get the politics right, then you won't have the opportunity to implement the right policies. And having moratorium that are just general is fine in terms of the politics of all of this, but may not necessarily be good in terms of actually delivering the right kind of policy, because blanket bans on fracking also include the use of non-conventional recovery techniques in offshore, which actually is pretty critical in terms of supporting rates of growth and production in an industry that's already facing significant pressures, and which, frankly, the average person in the street or anyone would really not care at all about, because it's happening many, many miles away from anything to do with them, and indeed with perhaps a modest impact on the world. So I think that, really, from my perspective, looking at these things, is how on earth do we reconcile that sort of triumvirate? It's a very, very difficult thing to do, but I think it'll be a fascinating discussion to see how the very many learned people in this room can help to contribute to that debate.